listening to the Nate Jackson Beautiful people. Show. Beautiful people, you already know what it is. We are live. We are late. We are still setting shit up. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music for y'all so that y'all can be jamming while we're jamming, while we're getting this shit ready. I'm here with my guest Tahir Moore and Tracy Buckner. This is not the show, but it's finna be. In case you want to know how you can hear this show and past shows, check it out.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yup. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby.
Never sweet, oh. My shooters come for free, so if
one more to the Nate Jackson Show.
That is right, beautiful people. We are back. And that was Chance the Rapper. It was just a little cushion for the pushing before we get it popping. You already know how we really come in. Got a little Boss Hog Outlaws instrumental dropping in the background. If y'all want to hear the music, you're on Facebook Live watching. This is to my right, your left. I have the beautiful, the gorgeous, the talented, the character-strong actor, stand-up comedian, stage-smashing, audience-slaying, Tracy Buckner. What up, baby? You're just not going to pick up that microphone? Okay. And
okay,
then
I'm going to pick it up right now.
My left, your right, I have the credit snatching, camera scene stealing, script smashing, stage rocking, drop doing, blue face commercial having.
Okay.
East St. Louis, don't cross the bridge fucking with his people, Leon. Sinbad with a bad thyroid. Y'all give it up.
Wow.
Listen, I got to hear more.
You know what? If you didn't give me one as good as Tracy, I was like, they fucking.
Straight up?
Yeah, and her intro was fucking amazing. I was like, if my shit ain't half that, they fucking.
They and I'm in there raw you with the yeah, intro.
Better. I'm jealous.
You
what's going on
titty,
with y'all?
You,
you didn't like his? You just didn't like it because his had like a couple credits in it. And I should have said yours because you have a dope-ass commercial right now. Is it Tide? Clorox? You came across my TV singing in a choir robe, nigga. What was
Little
that?
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Hey.
That's what's up. And my commercial finally motherfucking aired, bitch. Wet.
Which one is it?
The one Jeep.
Oh, the one we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Nigga,
not only did it air, but somebody told me it aired, so I had my agent check on it. Mm-hmm. She checked on it. It was like we were going to expeditiously get a check over there.
Ooh, I like what
I talked to you the day
like
before
that.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And yesterday picked my motherfucking check up.
Amen.
You bitch. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. It wasn't crazy, but it was a blessing from God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego taped that motherfucker to my agent's door.
Let me tell you something. I got my check from TrueCar yesterday. Mm. I've been waiting on this bitch for a minute.
How much was it? Fuck it. I asked the questions. Niggas don't ask.
It had a couple zeros on it.
Mine was, how much was that shit? 20, nigga, they take a lot of taxes
from
me. 2,500, and then I got like 18 after commissions and taxes.
Mine had four zeros.
I'm all right with that.
I had to,
She don't want to talk about this Little Caesars balling ass money. Just know she's out here buying magenta blazers, nigga.
That blazer is low-key fucking amazing,
though.
That
shit's incredible.
Thank you.
Man. Yeah, but that's my first one out of what's supposed to be many. You know what I'm saying? So we'll keep that shit rocking. And, yeah, so let's get into it because I have a new segment, essentially. before I had dope ass guests, we would just have a show and it would be like, I mean, I'm sorry, that's not right. On episode 51, I can't say that about all the other guests. Yeah, but
that's fucked up as fuck.
The quality of the guests has gone up. It's not just like my homeboys and homegirls who are helping me just like fill a show and throw something. Like, we filled it all out and now we're having a great show. This episode 51. If you guys don't know, you can hear the other ones on iTunes immediately after the show is done. You can go back and listen to all of them. At this point, if you listen to starting at episode 1, you won't be done until fall. So catch up. Pick your favorite number out of 1 to 50 and start there and keep on rocking with us. So I want to start the show out. First I'll tell you everything we're going to talk about. We're going to do the interview, then we're going to talk about some trending topics, some crazy shit's going on.
Right.
Then we have a hypothetical. You guys know I love to get hypothetical. You've been married 10 years, but you discover that your partner appeared in several adult movies before you met. Could you forgive them for not telling you about their past? Don't answer, because we also have the Would You Rather segment after that. And this one today is, would you rather have $50,000 free and clear or $150,000 that's illegal? Or another one, which is, would you rather have the details of your love life made public or the details of your finances? Clearly, I just said what money was. Tracy said, zip it. So we'll see what we get into when we get there. But for now, I do want to talk to you, and we'll start with ladies first. We'll have to hear heels.
Right.
So you have the Little Caesars commercial, and what else is a bubbling?
You know, I'm always doing some sketches. I'm possibly going to have an app where I'm posting a lot of my comedy sketches so that I'll be able to reach out to more people. I thought I was
going to sound loud. Better now. Maybe just in my headphones.
Okay, maybe.
Because I got the
talk
beats
a little louder. Hello, people. Yeah, so you know, I spoof the Popeye's Chicken Lady, Magic Johnson's son EJ, Sabretooth's the 80-year-old woman that dates young men. Those are all that you can.
Sabretooth.
Yeah, but I'll say with
not
you,
a cougar.
Baby. Ooh, not a cougar, baby. I get it in. Yeah, you can check out all that stuff on YouTube. And my Little Caesars commercial that played a lot. You know, I've just been doing a lot of other stuff for other people. Mm. Got a web series.
Nice.
Called The Love Prescription. Mm-hmm.
The Garage.
The Garage is also great. You can check that out. It's under Mitch McDowell's page. It's called The Garage. It's with... Cisco Ray's Doughboy from All Def Digital. It's some funny stuff, and I've just been, you know, just constantly just keeping busy. You know, the funny thing about acting is you do a lot of stuff, but sometimes that stuff doesn't ever go out.
Right.
So I don't know what else. It could be popping out soon. Who knows?
Right, coming soon in this bitch. Ooh. So how did you? What was your energy process for getting into the short films?
I started doing sketches because, you know, I'm a very different person. I do a lot of characters. I push buttons. I am a big fan of In Living Color. Mm. And I grew up watching Eddie Murphy when he was on SNL. And I just always knew I wanted to be a character actress. And I never really saw as many black female character actresses. And I just... You know, it's getting yourself to take that push to start creating your own and not worrying if people like it or not and not giving a fuck what they think and just doing your own thing. And so, just creating characters that I know I wanted to play. I always knew I wanted to be fabulously gay as a gay man, you know, and I just, all of a sudden EJ came out and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna fucking play this guy. So, you know, I put on a ball cap and just did it. So, you know, those are just the reasons why, you know, I kind of got into doing character acting. And I think that, you know, people are afraid to tune into their silly side. And I like to tune into my silly side on
embrace
a regular basis.
It.
Embrace it, baby. Ah!
Got it. And what was the process for the commercial developing?
You know, I've been doing commercials here and there. There's a few that, you know, played. You may have seen me. You might have not. I did TransUnion. I did one with the lead star in HBO, Silicon Valley. We flew to Argentina. It was Chevrolet Spark commercial.
Wow.
It played all over the seas, but it didn't make it to the States.
Ah.
But, you know, but it was really popular online. It was like during the time that, you know, people were like really getting into YouTube back in 2009.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So they spoofed it. And then somebody did a song and it was like Muffin Purpergurk. You guys can probably find this Chevrolet
Muffin
Spark.
Purpergurk?
Muffin Purpergurk. Okay. If you look up Chevrolet Spark Muffin in the search engine, you can find it. But, you know, I've done a lot of like random things. When I first moved out here, I did Lackawanna Blues and I was just a background and they gave me a speaking part and that kind of stuff never really happens in film. So, you know, I've just had a lot of lucky opportunities and I just learned to realize that a lot of the lucky opportunities for me didn't happen doing auditions. It just happened for me to be background. They gave me parts.
Well, you're grinding.
Yeah.
Right place, right time, man. The more you, I be trying to tell people, if you grind and put your ass in all them places, yeah, at some point it's like, okay, kid, you're here. You're always here. What you got?
Yeah.
And then you fuck around and deliver. It's like, oh shit.
And you know, and when I first did stand up and stuff, like I did a show for you and you like encouraged me. You were like, you know, you need to do this. And I was like, I never thought about that. And I just learned a lot. And you know, I'm really glad to be a part of your show today. And you know, you bringing me out here because you're like a big brother to me.
I'm not your goddamn brother. Tell you that right now, Magenta Blazer.
Ooh, somebody happened a little bit late at 9:01 when the show is done, baby.
She wanted the dick because that didn't make no sense. That was raw excitement. She probably said you must shove your dick. Yeah,
more
shook his dick. It's gonna be good.
I might bring out one of my characters, and she might be 90.
Let me leave first.
Hell no, nigga. You guys coordinated outfits. You know you want to watch.
I need to go.
That's right. It's the Flamingo Camera Crew. All right. So let me ask you two more questions. One is hella cliche. Okay. How did you start comedy? Don't you hate that? He must get asked that like 455 trillion times. I know I do.
Do you mean like just really doing comedy or like just...
I want to know how you first got on stage.
Well, see, I didn't do comedy first. I played piano. I started playing piano at 3 years old.
Definitely talking about jokes.
I was more of a musical person growing
when
up.
When did you get on stage with a
to
set
do jokes?
List?
6 years. Well, let's see. Sketch comedy was before that. Maybe 06.
What got you on stage for sketch comedy?
Oh, I always knew I was going to do that.
Okay. So you were just like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Where'd you go up at? UCB, Second City.
No, it was a small little improv shop. Troupe that I did. Okay. I can't even remember. I've just been doing this for so long. I can't remember. But I did graduate from Second City.
Nice.
Out here. So, yeah. And it's funny because I always loved characters and I didn't realize how good I was until I took the class. I was like, I'm actually pretty good at characters.
Because you're looking at all the other people trying to do them and you're like,
they couldn't get it. Ugh! No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all were great.
All good. So then when, this is the random question. Cause I had a guest on the show 3 episodes ago and she makes this part of her show all the time. She's like, just ask them one of my questions on all of your shows. Cause it's just juicy. So, here it is. When you're on porn sites, what category of porn do you watch?
Oh,
I don't go on porn sites because I'm afraid it's going to bug my whole computer. But if I go on someone else's sites, I'm just kidding.
Get your crazy ass out of here. You know goddamn well you look at porn.
I didn't say I've never seen porn. I just said that I don't look it up on my...
Guy, guy, girl, girl, guy, girl, girl, guy, guy on girl, girl on guy. White girls, midgets, midgets on Asians, Asians on midgets, black guys on midgets.
That's a little too extreme.
Cream pies, glory holes. What do you like?
Cream pies, glory holes. To round it out.
Seems to me like a lot of women like watching women.
Let's hear what... No.
So not that.
Nah, you gotta have a man that looks good. I've just noticed that a lot of the men in porn are not really pretty.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to be looking at the fucking. I don't know what you think you're supposed to be on there looking at, but he's damn sure.
But he's gotta look halfway decent.
No, he don't. Just stare at the dick. That's what you're there
for. No, no, see, that's what y'all look at it for.
No, I don't stare at the dick.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're not looking at the man's face, but you want the girl to look halfway decent in it, right?
No, because usually girls' faces are all contorted and fucked up. Like, oh, you can't make that sound look good.
I'm stuffed in a pillow.
Right, makeup all fucked up.
They're trying to hide their faces. Because a nigga got the camera phone lighting the eyes.
Right. Blood rushing to their face as they get choked the fuck out. It's crazy the kind of shit that's on there.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, can I go to prom with him? Like, fuck all that.
I don't know.
Black people sex or white people sex? Or Asians?
Definitely not white. It's okay. Just got to be black.
So we'll find out by taking stuff out. No women on women.
No.
Okay.
I thought she was lying.
I don't know. Here's the thing. You know, I'm not... Okay, I'm going to tell you. I love for people to be who they are. I can't look at females because I don't like things that are like... I'm soft and squishy. And I smell good like flowers. I don't want to date someone who's soft and squishy that smells good like flowers. I like that masculine smell like... Ugh, did you just go out and kill a deer?
Oh, okay. You want a Wolverine and shit.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
That's what's up. Okay, so that was the last one. So we'll shift it over to, well, first of all, let me say this. We have people that are in watching on Facebook. It's light right now. I don't know. I think Tuesday's a bad slot to be doing the show now. There's a lot of shows on TV and shit now. There used to be like 53 niggas watching at once. So let's see. We have Renee Heinzman saying it's good to be here. We have five other people in here. Josh Nassar, Nancy Nelson, Howie Bell. What up, Howie? I got the Q's in the bitch. Keita Barber, Sheena Weber. And yeah. And then also on the Spreaker app chatting away is LaFonda Baker. She says, I love Tracy, two hearts. She's hilarious. Great interview, Nate. I said, cool. Call in. That's next.
Hey, now, LaFonda.
Right?
Fine.
So to here, man.
Yeah.
Outside looking in, even though I'm inside looking in, there was like no credits. Then there was 44. So you tell me, what happened? Did gaining weight put you on?
You know the crazy.
No thing? Jokes.
Yeah, no great, no jokes. I was in the middle of a contest of losing weight at a job I just got, and these comics. And then I started booking like crazy. And the first thing I booked was the HBO thing. And they were like, yo, you can't lose weight. Mm. And to the point, I thought, you know, all right, I'll be able to lose a little bit. No, they literally weighed me, took pictures of my hair. And
stay your ass right
stay
here.
Stay your
at
ass
this.
Right here. And then right after that, it was the Kmart. And right after that, it was Donnie, the spinoff for Family Time. And then I booked the True Car commercial. And a couple other things that I can't talk about right now, but
yeah, because I prayed for you recently because you said that you asked for that on your Facebook.
Yeah. That's
what's that?
Big.
Are you one of those people that be quiet about everything?
I am. You know
fuck
what,
that, bro? I be talking.
I'm one of those people where I talk less, I do more, and then when it happens, you'll see it. And I thank the people who were a part of that success for me because this is really a group effort. I can't do it without the people's energy, without my family and friends. So mm-hmm. Everything just started popping off at once, man. And now I'm kind of scared to lose weight because...
Right. I'm the same way with actually not saying nothing about something until I got something like a bird in the hand. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, because the game... Whew,
man, it's...
You tape a Jeep commercial that don't play for nine months.
I've done a
That's
lot.
Thing.
You know what I'm saying?
I was in the Bruno Mars Uptown Funk video. Did you see me in it? I mean, just like, I could name a whole list of things.
It's crazy.
I shot seven Verizon commercials with Kevin Hart for the Sochi Olympics. And Verizon wasn't the official sponsor, AT&T was. So they gave us this long list of things that we couldn't say. And I guess through one of the commercials, somebody said something, so they hit us with the cease and desist. So that's the whole campaign.
Mm.
So, it's that easy,
that,
you guys.
That
you guys
real?
Have no idea.
So, like, you know, like two commercials came out, and people were excited, and they sharing it, and, you know, all the fans tagging each other, and then the shit was just gone. So
run no more Sochi.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that's how it happens, man. So, yeah, I work, and then it's starting to pay off now. If you like you just said, if you just keep being in the place, you cannot not have your chance.
Right.
You got to deliver.
Yeah.
And sometimes you ain't got to do that. Just be the one person that shows up.
That part right there.
It's a couple auditions I've been on. Like, damn, ain't nobody in this bitch.
John Cia just tuned in.
What up, John Cia? I see you.
Hey, boo.
Is she out? You out here? Or are you still in DC? Talking about I'm back in this joint.
Wherever she is, she talking about she ain't fucking, but she fucking.
Yeah, well, John Cena leaves town and gives up that thing, okay? She's going to do nothing but make hot macaroni and cheese and fuck people.
She's back in D.C. She cooking with just a T-shirt on, too. Getting fucked up on a counter. That's reckless as hell. I apologize for that.
Getting fucked on a counter?
Oh, yeah, she did D.C. fucking.
Uh-oh, I lost
DC.
It. I don't know where it went. The live feed. I was trying to read the Facebook chat because it looks like Tahir's is... he has way more stuff on the screen than you have. Yeah, like, you only had Renee Hunt. See all that new stuff? All right, so we got Marcus McLeod is in this thing. Josh Nassar. John Cia. And she's in D.C. Good stuff. So,
you know what I was going to say? I was going to say one of my friends, you probably remember her, back in the day when I first moved here, she gave me the best advice.
Head off.
That's what I thought she was. She gave me the best head.
And like, after that she was gave the me best advice. Ever. No, actually, it was Maia Campbell.
Okay.
You remember her, the actress? She told me, she's like, Tracy, you're going to be doing a lot of stuff. And some's going to show up, some's not going to show up. Some you going to, it's going to pop out 10 years later, some going to be. And it was just the best advice.
Right.
She was, and I, you know, it helped me to not be disappointed when stuff didn't work on. She said, you know what? And after you shoot it, just keep on pushing.
Right. That's why I'm like, I'm excited about Wilding Out, but I'm like, I need to see the edit. I need to see. You know what I'm saying? I know
they
that
cut out a lot.
You
of
were
stuff,
at a show. Were you? Was I on the show you were at?
Which one? Yeah. No.
Did I perform, or no. I was going to do my stand up?
I think you was going to do your stand up,
and then I didn't even do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had me go the whole next day. So you saw like T.I. then.
I saw T.I. then.
Okay, yeah, and I was actually. So you saw.
I think that was the day.
Burpee.
Yeah.
I had my nose against the curtain about to go out and perform, and then Nick through his earpiece was like, "And we're starting the show," and that's why it felt looked rushed a little bit. I think if you
it
noticed,
did, it did.
And they just all came running out and then started the show. I was about to go out, but T.I. was like, "I got a hard 4:30. If we don't start, I'm out." Mind you, it was like 3:00, and I was like, "Nigga, the episode's 2 hours. You're not gonna make a 4:30
right.
with a full band and Young Jock and K Dub standing here." He was just like, "I ain't waiting no more, man." So. It worked out in my favor because the next day, the guest that was there was Russell Simmons, and so he'll be there sitting on the couch enjoying the shit. Josh Nassar says, "Don't ignore me. Shut your bitch ass up. Now you've
Why
been addressed."
Why are you sad, Josh?
He was at...
Josh, what's wrong with you? Boy, pick it up. Be a man. Stop crying like a bitch.
How do you handle when bookers are rude?
He asked a question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did?
Josh, here's what I want you to do. We'll this segment is the interviews, but... We'll,
sleep with their woman.
I'm going to interrupt the interview segment and let you call in and ask that question because I need more information. But the number is 818-575-6993. 818-575-6993. And then we'll just like make that a part of it.
So, if you're in a bathroom, in a public restroom, write down that number too, please. As
yeah,
well.
Just write it on the wall and yeah. say, "For a good time in my mouth." 818-575-6993. And this is more than a position. I really want to know what it is that you're asking. All right, here's the caller right here. Let's just get to it. And it is Josh. What up, young man?
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Okay, so here's the thing.
Hey, Josh.
Here's the thing. We can all hear him, but he can't hear very well out of your two mics. So if you want to talk, I'll just pass it.
Okay. Tell him I said, "Hey, baby."
Tracy Buckner says,
"Hey, baby."
Yeah, she's trying to fuck. Okay. So what's your question? You're saying, handle when a booker is rude? What do you mean?
Okay, so mentally, Tahir was talking about, this game can be up and down, and it's really a game. And sometimes, out of nowhere, you have a booker who's rude, a casting director, blah, blah, blah. How do you handle the ups and downs, the mental part of this, i.e., shooting, commercial with Kevin Hart 7, and then boom, all of a sudden it gets yanked out from underneath you? What do you do to keep yourself up?
Drugs, usually.
There you have it. He does drugs. Tracy, what's your coping?
Lots of chocolate ice cream with double nuts and caramel sauce. But no, seriously, what you got to do is you...
Tahir was serious.
No, I'm being for real. What you need to do is call someone who puts you in a positive place, because you cannot allow and let someone make you feel like crap because they are got a bad, nasty attitude and they cut it off. It's just, you know what? I used to feel really sad and get upset and all that kind of stuff. I had to stop doing that. I had to start calling people who put positive energy back in my head. So I'd be like, you know what? It's all good. You know, I'm going to get my head right. That's what you got to do, boo. And you could call me anytime, Josh. You got my digits. I'll be that cheerleader for you.
Look at that.
I'm looking for a smuggle partner, and I don't want it to be Tahir.
So for me, it's tough, bro, because it's just tough. And as a comic, I know you're a comic too, so you can understand this. Like, to me, it feels like you're only as good as your last show. To the bookers or the promoters or whatever. So you do somebody's show and don't do well, it's like they're going to remember you for that forever. Or you can do a great show and just like destroy that shit, rip it to smithereens, then go do another show and just do okay. Now you're positioning yourself in your own mind. Your own positioning of yourself is like, well, I'm all right, I guess, because my last show was all right. What I try to do, man, is just collect and categorize all of the best moments of my life and career, and then I will go down that memory lane when some fucked up shit's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because if I stay in the side that's been all no's and hell gigs and fucked up shit and all that, then it's just like, man, why am I even doing this? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a relationship. You don't stay with your girl for the bad times. You stay with your girl for the good times and hope that there's more of them than the bad, you know?
I just had a conversation with another comedian. We were talking about this, and I said to them, I think it's the same thing you're saying, is that if you're going to spend 15 minutes being down or listening to that negative, also spend 15 minutes, the exact same amount of time, looking at all the good stuff. So you're saying categorize it. You're going to spend time looking at the bad, then spend the equal amount of time looking at the good, all the stuff in your life. Grateful.
That's right.
I try to literally ignore the bad.
No.
Well, there's only a certain amount of time before you're just like overdwelling. Like, for instance, I just went to San Diego, did NBC Stand Up for Diversity, rocked the room, felt good, felt strong as for who was in my room. They put the names on the list for who they were calling in, and I wasn't on it. And it was like, man, I'm all the way in fucking San Diego to find out they don't like me? Fuck.
It doesn't mean that they don't like you. Sometimes it has nothing to do with how...
Oh, it's definitely politics.
What I was going to say is, sometimes, you know, I had to learn to understand this. Sometimes it's not how great you are. It's just the look. We need a blonde guy with blue eyes. We need a big girl with big booty. We need, you know, it's all about looks, and it's just not right, but it's... There's just so many things that you would never know what's going on in the room. You could still kill it. I mean, I'm sure we've all been in audition rooms and we were like, we killed it. I booked it, you know, and you didn't. They picked someone that, and then you can always go back and look at the show who they picked. You'd be like, really? Suckers, you could have had a better show. I booked this one show that was supposed to come out. I was supposed to be a regular for something, and I'm not going to talk about what it was, but the show never made it. That's how you know they messed up. You know, and I had to go through this whole, like, you know, this cat and mouse chase. Like, they booked me, but then all of a sudden somebody had switched it over to some girl they was messing with. I mean, it's a game. And you just have to constantly put yourself in a positive place. That's how the devil works. Devil wants to get you down.
The devil is a liar.
The devil's a liar. You have got to keep yourself in a positive place, even through the struggle, baby.
What do you think, Josh? That answer your question?
I love you guys.
We love you too.
I love you guys, and I love the show. Keep doing what you do.
I'm trying, man. I gotta keep on marketing this motherfucker. The show. I feel like the quality of it is up there. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta keep on marketing so that the people can watch. I think the Facebook experience is good, but you guys aren't getting the full experience on there. Like, you can't hear no music or none of that. And I got to stop going against shit like Power and fucking the Super Bowl, nigga. I got to stop doing that. But
it will happen. Keep grinding, you guys.
For sure, man. Thanks for calling in. And if you want to, call in again later. I give a shit. I want to hear your 2 cents on stuff.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, toodles. Toodles? I always say toodles, man, with those people. Plus, it's a little softer for my goddamn disposition.
Okay.
Gotta soften it up. All right, so that's the interview part, man. We had more. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you this last question. What is your porn category?
I like POVs.
Yeah, I can't resist a good POV.
Yeah, good POV.
I'm like, it's my dick.
What is a POV?
It's a support of view. So it's usually when the guy's
something different for porn of view or something.
No, it's just point of view. It's those are the best. You get to see everything on that one. I like it. I like it when it's real wet and messy, like they got to change the sheets.
Man, I watched this video the other day. Apparently, it's like a little place. It always looks like it's like a soldier. I think it's some type of overseas place. But it's like an Asian lady. It'll be like a white dude wearing fatigue pants. And then like a fucking little kiddie pool full of baby oil. And they're just wet in a motherfucker. And it's a massage. Mm-hmm. And then it's like 8 minutes of massage. And then the last 30 seconds, she pulls the dick out. He's like, I like those. It's real wet.
I pulled it out in 8 seconds. Aww.
Shout out to my Asian listeners.
That's right. let's say hello in different languages. Okay. Susadai.
Hola.
What up, though?
Sawadika.
Shishini.
That actually is something, right?
Isn't she? Niham.
Neon is, that's high. I know that is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she is, thank you.
Konnichiwa.
Hola. Did somebody say that already?
We only went around once, nigga. Yeah.
I don't, man, listen. Hey! I got.
That's Japanese, nigga.
Oh, what is it? I was going to say, Q can't be a language, bro.
No, that's that's a little bit different.
I got
they were
nothing.
The first Q dogs, the Japanese. Oi!
No.
No. Oh.
And with that, we're going to go to a song. This is DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, I Got the Keys, in future. Let's do it. I hope y'all ready, man. This song is a banger, a slapper, and I'm liking it a lot right now. Let's go.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rave talk. Oh, we're talking that rave talk. Safe talk, here we go, talking that safe talk.
college. I got them keys, keys, keys. 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 We go to court, we gon' plead the field. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got them keys, keys, keys. I got them keys, keys, keys.
Niggas always asking me the key. Till you own, you can't be free. Till you own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Key to life, keep it bad coming. Every night another bad coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my eyelids. I been speeding through life with no safety belt. One-on-one with the corner with no safety help. I put fun like Josh Norman. I ain't normal, nigga. Just a project, nigga. Out in Beverly Hills, California, nigga. That rape talk. That's fun, nigga. Special golf talk here. All my niggas from the mud, damn near. All my niggas millionaires. We gon' take it there, I swear. You gon' think a nigga psychic. You ain't seen nothing like this. I should probably copyright this. I promise they ain't gon' like this.
I got them keys, keys, keys. 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 We go to court, we gon' plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chumps. I got them keys, keys, keys. I got them keys, keys, keys. Radar, oh, bitches ain't even on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, radar, oh, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, radar, no, no, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Oh, your bitches ain't even on my radar.
Got a battery low, it's like fucking charges. Pile out the courtroom like what charges? Big pimping on your court steps. In case y'all ain't noticed, I ain't lost yet. Y'all know it's one to one, soon as you hear that,
right.
Y'all know the difference, right? From rap facts and fiction, right? Sheet. Real life, I'm like Hov. Real life, I'm like goals. In real life, they like me. In real life, I'm like, no. My swag different. That bag different, huh? My wife, Beyonce. I brag different, huh? My baby blue. What else? I dream in color.
What else?
That's too much flavor.
What else?
I don't rap the suckers. God bless you all. I only talk special talk. I only talk special clock. Said I only talk special.
I got them keys, keys, keys. 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 We go to court, we gon' plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got them keys, keys, keys. I got them keys, keys, keys. Radar, radar, oh, bitches ain't even on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, radar, oh, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, radar, no, no, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Oh, your bitches ain't even on my radar.
I got the keys. I got the keys to more success. We the best. Rock Nation. Free Band.
That's right. DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, Future. They got the keys. Tracy's talking about what she did with her new money. She says she bought a ticket to Italy, and Tahir says they got topless beaches out there, and she says she can't go topless because her titties fight with her knees. I had no choice but to come back from the break and repeat the shit out of that.
I got
to
put Nate on blast real quick.
Do that.
Nate, how long you been in this apartment?
I don't know, like 3 months, 4 months?
Nate moved into this apartment 3 months ago. He moved the end tables, but he didn't dust the end tables before he moved them.
At least he got furniture. Girls, he got furniture.
Listen, I have furniture, but that's not what happened to that table. The other day, his mama was over here scratching her elbows over that table, and that's why it looks like that. Can I have it now, or you want to say something else? I was like, God damn, you got some ashy ass elbow.
That ain't what happened.
You need to hear more lotion.
It's some cues upstairs. They stump every night, nigga.
That's my ceiling rating.
Yeah, cheap ass popcorn ceiling that fell on the goddamn.
Oh shit, man! Listen, the other day I was at this barbecue.
Ooh, did they have pork ribs there?
No, but. Motherfuckers was outside joning for so long that it wasn't funny, and then it got funny again. You know when you tell that many jokes, nigga, they're like, nigga, you niggas is whack.
And then act it just gets good again. Act outs are essential, guys. I found out that my jokes need act outs all the time. Every yeah.
A dude would hit him with something verbal. He'll say something back, and it would miss. And then he'd be like, but he would say, like, you think your shorts look so small that you was rolling cuffs in them and it wouldn't hit. And he'd be like this. And then everyone would laugh when he would roll up his pants. This nigga rolled them up like blunts on both legs, looking like Huck Finn. Him and T. Murph going tick for tat and tack for tick. It was very funny. So, yeah, I'm with the shit. What you keep rolling up for? There's nothing at the top. All the action's at the bottom.
I just want everybody to know a barbecue ain't no real barbecue when there ain't no swine up on that grill. I am a firm believer. Don't put no vegan panties or quinoa
patties. What was that?
Patties.
I heard vegan panties.
That's what I heard. I didn't know they were making that.
They do make vegan panties.
That's funny. All right, listen. So let me jump into this next chunk of show. Okay. First thing is, before we go to the song or after we come back from the next song, I'm going to give away some tickets to my birthday show, which will be taking place on Thursday, August 18th at a different location than normal in Tacoma, Washington. Usually it's at Keys on Main, but for more space for this particular show, we're going to go to Tacoma Comedy Club, which holds, like, I think, 280 people. And it's going to be crazy because I sent out the email today at 2 o'clock and at 2:07, there was already like 15 sales. And when that happens, I know it's about to be fucking insane.
He's a Leo, just like me.
That's right. My birthday's actually August 14th, but we're going to do the show on the 18th. So, with that said,
we need to make a shout out to the Leos. Go ahead.
Yeah, shout out to the Leos. Roar. I don't know if that's the right way to do it, but that's what I went with.
What'd you say?
Roar. That's my lion sound.
Not the right way to do it.
That's not how lions do it. Do a lion right now. Do your lion. You bad.
I'm not. But I'm going to tell you what.
Here's how lions really sound.
That was pretty good.
That's really good.
That was way better than what you did at first. They always sound like they got indigestion. Like they always doing a bad burp. They either always yawning or they always need Rolaids.
I'm just about to be a male lion coming here looking for some pussy if I keep that shit up. Here's a maiden call.
And here she comes.
Look. Look at her face. Look at her lion face. Holy
I
shit.
I just killed a deer for you, nigga.
Turn to the camera. I want them to look at your goddamn face.
I killed a deer for you.
Your face right now. If we was to fuck, I would leave, nigga.
Nate, that's my smack,
nigga.
I don't know what's happening on this show.
We're having fun. We're making faces and lying sounds.
These took such an awkward turn. We were talking.
I go with it.
About a birthday show, and then it was like lions fucking.
Thank you for bringing me back.
Okay.
So, if you want to win a pair of tickets to the super funny special edition Nate Jackson birthday show, Tacoma Comedy Club, Thursday, August 18th, starring J-Mac, also known as Blood Cuz, the YouTube sensation. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Gates, the king of Boston comedy. And you've also seen him on P. Diddy's Bad Boys of Comedy. Ryan Reeves from VH1 and Laughs on Fox. And then Aaron Edwards, another beast monster. It's actually a clean comic.
Yeah.
Very funny dude. Yeah, that's a lineup, ain't it?
That's a crazy
lineup. We kicking ass. So I want somebody to pass the fuck out from laughter. And that's what we're going to go for. Shout out to Matthew Heinrich saying that your hair looks nice. Marcus McLeod says it's Leo season. Nigga, it is.
Thank you.
If you want to win those tickets, all you have to do is call in 818-575-6993. And while you guys are trying to figure out the number and dial and all that stuff, I already posted the number under Tracy Buckner's name on the Facebook Live, or you've heard it enough on here to know the goddamn number. Call in, all you gotta do is call a win. Now.
Not now. I mean, like, not at the podcast.
Topic.
You should have a right now. Number song.
If you're listening to this on iTunes, right. You don't qualify.
5-7-5-9-9-6-9-9-3. No, fuck it. Maybe we'll record one after. But for now, the trending topic today, I had like four or five of them ready to go, and then last night, the internet broke.
Bro.
In half. Somebody picked up the internet, snapped it over their knee.
Suplex.
There was an enter over here and a net over there.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it was Trump and his wife.
You know what was spared?
Fucking up.
You know what was spared from the keyboard?
What?
The internet breaking? Control and V and C.
That was all that was left.
That was it.
Well, I'll tell you. RNC is what I saw. RNC for the Republican National Convention. Then I saw Command C because somebody copied and Control V'd and pasted the shit out of Michelle Obama's 2008 inauguration speech. And I'm talking about, what is it, Ivanka?
No, Ivanka's the first one. Her name is...
Who's this chick?
Her name is
Melania.
Melania.
It's Michelle. Okay, that's Melania. How much shit she took from Michelle Obama. Anyway, so Trump's wife gives her speech, and there's huge parts of it that are verbatim from 2008, Michelle Obama's inauguration speech.
Almost two paragraphs full.
Yeah, and in speech talk, that's like a minute and a half of straight, this ain't your shit.
Yeah, we talked about that today on the drop.
Well, what did you say?
That she wild as fuck. you know, it's crazy that, first of all, she's been here 18 years and she sounds like she didn't finish lesson 3 of Rosetta Stone.
Like, yeah, she's not the whole
package.
It's like, come on.
Like, finish the third one. That's number one. Number two, like, how do you think no one was going to notice that? Like no one?
Well, go ahead.
The irony
is... At least do, like, one from, like, fucking Roosevelt's wife.
The irony is that whole campaign is about hard work, and then she plagiarized her script.
No, the irony is that it's that, and it's F. Obama. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, he questions his citizenship. He doesn't like the first family. And then they are doing exactly that.
It's the same as is twerking. Miley Cyrus didn't start twerking. Okay? It came from Africa. But no, what I was going to say, they stealing from us.
Right. We shook that ass first.
Yeah. Because I've been twerking for a long time. Thank you.
That applause is for twerking, not for Trump's wife. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, did you know who the guy who exposed it?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Jarrett.
Yeah. Apparently he was at Starbucks or something like that. And he was laid off. He was a TV journalist. And he was laid off. And I was like, not anymore. You got a job, honey. You are the scouter of scouting. But during plagiarism.
Yeah, you have to watch a lot of speeches to sit through one and be like, I've heard this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, you know what? Michelle is very much loved. And she's so. Astute. You know, and the things that they say, people pay attention to. I know when Bush was speaking, I didn't listen to a thing he said because I was like, this guy's an idiot. And if I listen anymore, I'm going to have to hurt somebody or myself.
Jeannie Renee is chiming in on the Facebook chat.
Can you go to jail, though, for plagiarism?
No.
I don't think so.
It's disrespectful.
It's illegal, though.
Here's the thing. Now, no matter what she says, this is her first time speaking. No matter what she says, people are going to be like, bitch, who said it first? Like, Jeannie Renee says, there's not an original thought in her dumb head. Ellipsis, this election scares the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Exclamation.
It's scaring all of us because it's like, people don't understand. It's like, we have to come together because everybody's looking at us. And the only reason why ain't nobody attacking us is because Obama is in office. I remember when I went to Cambodia and he first made it out there in 2009, you know, and I went out there and everybody was like asking me. And I was like, well, just to see what they would say. And they were like, you know, people from Cambodia, they're like, so what do you think of your president? I said, what do you think? I love him. He looks like us. And I was like, you know what? That's why ain't nobody coming after us, because Obama's a good dude.
I think it also has to do with the fact that he's doing what the fuck he's supposed to do. You know, Obama.
Yeah, but they keep stopping him, though.
Yeah.
We had a huge conversation about this outside the barbecue.
Yeah. I don't know if I was there for that part. I think I might have went in, but I feel like, you know, he made it through with no scandals.
Yeah, let's knock on wood.
Michelle ain't gonna play that.
No scandals. He made it through without anybody throwing shoes at him.
Right.
At a press conference overseas.
Worst thing was Michelle hugged the queen, but
he lowered the
it was not a disrespect.
I don't think the queen was upset about it.
It wasn't out of disrespect.
I don't think she was
upset. She actually hugged her back.
Yeah. I don't think she had any problems with that.
It was an equal cheat. He's lowered the unemployment, he's raised jobs.
He doesn't dance during funerals for Dallas police officers.
Mm.
Yeah, Bush was on something that day. I feel like he might have been on something.
We have somebody at with a question. Matthew Heinrich is saying, does anybody have any opinion about Gary Johnson? That is not familiar to me. So,
you talking about G Thang?
That's what I'm saying. You talking about G Thang Gary Johnson? Matthew, I'm going to post the number one more time through Tracy Buckner's thing, 818-575-6993. We just developed a brand new song for the number for the show. Tracy's going to sing it now. This is the number for the show, but this is the song for it.
You better call Nate Jackson's show, 818-575-6993.
Yeah. There it is, 818-575-6993. You call that number right now. We'll take the call via Skype, and I will find out about Gary Johnson, and you'll get three opinions. How about that?
Let me look that GJ up.
Yeah, y'all look it up. Y'all figure it out. I don't know what it is.
G.I. Joe.
I don't know what it is, Matthew, and I'm willing to admit that. Dookie Bombs. Call in. Tell us what it is. Give us a quick little breakdown, and then you'll hear an opinion because I got him. But yeah, I thought it was the worst display of political of a political introduction I've ever seen. Like, this is her first time taking the stage, the national, international, whole world stage at the RNC, and you steal, plagiarize from the incumbent first lady? That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Like, you couldn't find a Maya Angelou speech? You couldn't find nothing? There's so many people talking.
She not have done Maya Angelou.
She should have went up there and still, like smoke, I rise. Like, she could have done anything. She could have done anything. Phenomenal woman, that is me. Anything. But that's just ridiculous.
Okay, so I found Gary Johnson. He's doing a pitch for presidency.
He's going against Trump.
May get to debate Trump. I mean, that's the title. We didn't get a chance to read that.
Gary Johnson for president. I see it now, the campaign. Is it serious? Jeannie Renee is clapping. Nate, sorry I didn't catch that number. I was outside starting the grill. All right, well, look, the number is above the comment you just wrote. So just look at where it says Tracy Buckner and the number. Call that right now, and we'll talk about Gary Johnson. And the first thing we're going to talk about, because it's 14 hours old, the story we're looking at is it possible? Is it real? Is it true? Because I just got a message on my Yahoo saying Trump was the actual nomination from the Republicans.
Yeah, that's what I got, too.
So I don't know how they're going to have
a Libertarian Party.
So he's a third party.
So yeah. He's not going to matter at all.
Well, he's giving everyone a choice.
Well, he just might, because I'm going to tell you something. What our country is facing with, I mean, people aren't really happy with Trump. They're not happy with Hillary. And people are screaming for help. We're in the most dangerous times. It's not like back in the day where people just had guns and knives. People have nuclear weapons. And they have it pointed on each other. And this is a very dangerous time. I mean, just going to Europe and they're just blowing up everything. We got ISIS. We got all these hate crimes, hate groups.
Yeah, they were driving through crowds in France.
It's crazy. There's no fear in anyone. And a lot of it had to do with, you know, I hate to say it, but these are kids that were in war, you know, and experience a lot. And they just don't have, like, people feel helpless when they just want to hate and kill people. I mean, you got to think about it this way. Like, why would you want to just hate and just kill people? These people are helpless, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't like all this hate.
So you think it's viable for there to be a third party representative, Libertarian Party candidate, Gary Johnson, for president?
I'm going to tell you, do you believe in God? There's always miracles, baby.
Who's Gary Johnson?
I don't know about him, but I'm just saying I know we need help.
Gary Johnson in the remaining 3 months.
Governor of New Mexico.
No.
American businessman.
No. I have a problem with that. It's not a relevant enough state.
The least they had to do in New Mexico is like figure out what they're gonna do during a dust storm. He does not qualify.
Yeah, and Breaking Bad happened under his radar.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: if it's gonna be a person representing a third party, I need them to come from like a major metropolitan market where they have a massive amount of shit to manage. Shit that is like at least kind of similar to a presidency. Or someone else needs to step forward that's already in an office. Hopefully they have as much merit or a strong resume or something close to what Hillary has. Here's our caller right here. It took this caller a very long time to dial the number.
He said, sorry, I didn't catch the number. I was outside starting the grill.
Who am I talking to? Heinrich?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're trying to get into this topic that does not fit what we were doing right now, but we're trying. And here's the thing. What you just did is a double whammy. Okay? Let me explain it before you get that going. Congratulations. You just won a pair of tickets to the birthday show on August 18th at Tacoma Comedy Club. That's the first part.
Well, I appreciate that.
Now we can change this, the direction of where the show was going and talk about this cat, Gary Johnson. Go ahead. What are you talking about, man?
You know, honestly, I don't know too much of him. I just found out about him recently in the past week. The problem that I was running into is, you know, Trump sounded cool at first. Hillary, you know, I don't even want to speak on that, honestly. But it's the lesser of two evils. You have Trump who's obviously completely fucking racist. You have Hillary, who has done America wrong, and you have this guy that nobody's heard of called Gary Johnson, and he's actually spending money on a campaign right now that's being brought to light, and that's what I noticed. And I don't know nothing about him, honestly. I don't know if it's too late, but he's actually rising in the polls right now.
That's crazy.
I think that anybody he's a third party coming from where? The DNC or the RNC? Or is it just completely independent?
I got it. I'm sorry, say it again.
Where is he coming from? He says Libertarian Party. Is that something that happens? Was there like a divide coming out of the RNC and he introduces himself, or is he just a completely different third party?
He's a completely different third party. Apparently, when you have you know, Republican versus Democrat, and you're able to vote and all that, there's always a third party on the ballot.
Right.
Well, from what I understood, they said if Trump didn't get accepted as a Republican nominee, he was going to leave the Republican Party and be a third party to keep that momentum
right.
going.
And that's Gary, Johnson right now.
And that's what they were trying to do. So basically, now that Trump is indeed the nomination, there's a whole bunch of people that are like, all right, fine. Now how can I go third party? So, you know, that's very interesting. I mean, that essentially somebody like a Bernie could run under a Communist Party. Not communist, socialist party.
I was like, communism, shit, bring it back.
Right?
Yeah, we got to be careful with Trump, because, I mean,
it was really interesting to me to see that. I've been following it for the past week, maybe a couple weeks, and it was really interesting to see that, because most people are dealt, like I said, they're right, what's put in front of them is, do I have to vote for the lesser of two evils? People don't want to vote. They're scared to vote.
Right now, it's not good. I mean, if here's the thing. If you were standing outside, about to jump into the double dutch ropes, this is a prime time. Because everybody's like, I don't like this person, I don't like that person. As far as the lesser of two evils go, I fucks with Hillary in that regard.
What killed it for the Democrats? And, you know, I don't mind if Bernie Sanders would have got voted in. I'd rather have Bernie over Donald Trump, but... What killed it was when Hillary started taking polls that she shouldn't have taken, and it should have been Bernie Sanders, I think. And I'm not a Democrat.
She was winning different races and stuff that just didn't add up.
Right. And I'm not a Democrat, and I would have voted for Bernie. So would my wife.
I need you to be a Democrat.
I voted for Bernie. I like Bernie. I don't understand why. Ugh, I'm scared, y'all.
Right, so this, but having a new person really adds some interest to it. It's like if you're about to, it's like when you go through your text messages and all you have in your box, all your new messages is from your most recent ex and the ex before that bitch. And then you meet them.
They're both crazy.
They're both nuts. One burnt your car up, poked your tires. The other one fucked all your clothes up and cheated on you.
You gave me visuals just now.
You're on a complete drought other than these two bitches saying something. And then fucking a new neighbor moves in next door.
Or Facebook hits you up. Somebody hits you up in the inbox.
Right.
Like, brand new neighbor comes in next door. And you're like, look.
Man, but you know what, dude? When things like this happen, though, I always go back to the old saying, if it seems too good to be true, then it probably is. Like, what do we know about this Gary?
Yeah, I don't know enough.
Gary Johnson guy.
Not a lot of people do, and I think it might be a little too late. But... Yeah.
I've done
some research, and he doesn't give too much more information rather than, hey, if you don't have anyone else to vote for me.
Yeah, that's his whole.
Hell no, my janitor used to say that during homecoming time.
This is not a joke, y'all. This is the world is in a situation. This is not to be playing games. This is not a joke.
Do you want to vote for the guy that's going to start fucking World War III?
Right.
Or do you want to vote for fucking Hillary? Or do you want to vote for the guy that you're not even sure? It's a wild card.
Personally, I go with Hillary because this is where we're going to disagree for sure, because you're not a Democrat. But I would like to see somebody in office who can keep what Obama has been, it looks like he's trying to do as far as inclusion and some of the liberal policies, which is where you'll be like, hold on, bro. Some of the shit Obama's done? So instead of just yelling at each other, disagreeing a lot.
No, I don't completely disagree with you because there's some shit that fucking Trump's talking about that I don't agree with.
But I know you like that wall.
Yeah, I'm Mexican. He wants to build the wall.
You gotta get the fuck out, Dookie.
Yeah, you know, I gotta.
First of all, it's kind of ridiculous that you're a Mexican Republican. Isn't that like an oxymoron?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Are there a lot of Mexican Republicans?
You know, you might not know you know him, but you know him because you have a lot of friends on Facebook. So,
oh wow,
I didn't know that there were Mexican Republicans.
Flying below the radar,
there is.
I know a Mexican girl who said I'm voting for Trump. So
well, I know
I'm
there's
not
like Marco,
say her name.
Like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. But other than that, man, I didn't know there was any Mexican. Well, Ted Cruz is Cuban, but I didn't know, man. That's some new shit.
Yeah,
you should put that as your Call of Duty name, Mexican Republican.
The Mexican Republican.
That's it.
I wonder who Condoleezza Rice is going to vote for.
Her dentist. That bitch got some big ass teeth. All right, Dookie, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro.
Hey, thanks for talking to me, guys.
Yeah, that. There we go. You got it, I mean. All right, so there we go. We have a winner. We had a question. I'm going to play a song. When we come back, we will talk about what shows we have coming up. We'll get hypothetical. Then we'll come back again with some Would You Rather, and then where they can find you on the internet. That cool? I hope that's cool. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play the new Schoolboy Q, that part. This shit is a slapper. When I tell you it slaps, I'm talking about like a pissed off pimp. Let's go.
Me no conversate with the fake, that part. All my bitches independent bitches, that part. I just want the paper, that part. All my bitches flavor, that part, that part, that part, that part, ayy. That part. Bang this shit in the hood one time, little bitch, I'm back and popping. Tell that ugly bitch to move away, I need more options. Broke them, fix your pockets, all I do is profit. Quarter million switching lanes, that part. Bet my bitch move the same old thing, that part. 405 with the gun off said, that part. AM still tryna make that play. Rich or poor, nigga, choose your fave. Style on top of style, nigga. 5 years of being rich, nigga. Drove Beamers down Fig, nigga. Push Porsches down Broadway. I been diving in different halls, nigga. Got a chain that's worth the rolls, nigga. Got an engine back with the top in it. Nigga driving it like it's a bomb in it. Me no conversate with the fake, that part. All my bitches independent bitches, that part. I just want the paper, that part. All my bitches flavor, yeah. That part, that part, that part, that part.
Okay, 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 okay.
That part.
Beggars can't be choosers, bitches ain't Chipotle. Nigga with an attitude, I feel like O'Shea. Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe. I just left the strip club, got some glitter on me. Wifey gonna kill me, she the female OJ. Y'all don't feel me, man, this ain't okay. 4 seasons, take a shower, new clothes, I'm reloaded. Rich niggas still eating catfish. That bitch ain't really bad, that's a catfish. If I walk up out of Sasquatch, how the paparazzi doing backflips? If I lay you down on the mattress, blow the back out to your backless. Think we already established. She just got them done, bra strapless. Yeah. Okay, 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 okay.
That part.
Beggars can't be choosers, bitches ain't your partner.
That part.
Nigga with an attitude, I feel like O'Shea.
That part.
Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part. Me no conversate with the fake, that part. All my bitches independent bitches, that part. I just want the paper, that part. All my bitches flavor, that part, that part, that part, that part, ayy. That part. Bang this shit in the hood one time, little bitch, I'm back and popping. Tell that ugly bitch to move away, I need more options. Broke then fix your pockets, all I do is profit. Few million made and still ain't changed, that part. Me, my girl got matching bling, that part. I'ma get so blowed, I'ma lose my brain, that part. Me and XO, only thing go straight. Need me a bitch that'll go both ways. Style on top of style, nigga. Since I'm young and I wanted to ball, nigga. Had a pistol in my drawers, nigga. When I was broke, I had the sauce, nigga. Got a Chevy beside the side on it. Honey spokes to dang the dangs on it. Got a chopper to stand and fire to. I put your homies down beside you. Me no conversate with the fake, that part. All my bitches independent bitches, that part. I just want the paper, that part. All my bitches flavor, that part, that part, that part, that part, ayy. That part.
part. That part.
Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
I just dropped 60, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
Love, I was with me, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
Pippin' at my way, man, I feel like Jordan. Tripping at my way, and I be rolling.
Man, that was Schoolboy Q, That Part, featuring Jay-Z and Future. You're listening to the Nate Jackson Show. Don't let me say it. Let this tell you.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There you go. So we got some more comments. This thing got real political. I don't mind. I don't run from them kind of conversation. But we got Slink Johnson, a.k.a. Black Jesus, in the building. Mr. Smoke Yours himself saying, why y'all ain't got no donuts?
Because you didn't bring them.
Yeah, your big ass should have been over here. Slink, I'll have you on the show and you can bring them. I like maple bars. Matthew Heinrich says, I forgot to say, in my opinion, who is even going to pay for this wall? If we go to war one more time, then we can't afford anything else, let alone to build a wall. He says, we can't afford to build a wall, let alone a war. That's right. And comedian John Cena says she's saving herself for BT Kingsley.
Ew.
That's when we need to build a wall.
I just want you to know, when you sleep with him, you're going to have to sleep with his scarf.
Made out of mints. You have to sleep with a goddamn bubblegum scarf.
I gotta come back on the show when my tooth isn't killing me, guys. I apologize for my very lackadaisical.
Is it fucking with you?
It is fucking with me.
Is the pain there?
Yeah.
It's throbbing?
Yeah.
They didn't give you no good drugs?
I haven't had a chance to go get them. I left the dentist's office and had... my dentist was in Glendale. And I had to go to another location in Eagle Rock. I had an audition at 5:15 at Raleigh Studios at Paramount Lot. I had to drive. I left the dentist's office at 4:48. Fought the traffic. Got there really at 5:15. Didn't go in till 6:10, 6:15. Ran out. I was
held you for a minute.
6:30. And then I came straight here. I mean, I stopped at 7-Eleven, grabbed some ice cream, and I came here and ran two blocks over.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't fuck with it, we'll hold it down so you can get some medicine. Because he showed me the hole where the tooth ain't
Let's
at no
see
more.
See it. Show it to me.
You want to see it? Look at
it. Oh, sorry.
She's so stupid, nigga. She had already breathed in so that she could scream before you showed it. I heard her breathe in before. She was ready. This motherfucker was going to scream no matter what happened. Jesus Christ. All right, so... let's get into the next part, man. You guys all know we're all dealing with this this political stuff. This is the getting hypothetical part, man. Jahir, we'll let you fire off first.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the intro.
Hypothetical.
The definition of hypothetical, involving or based on a suggested idea or theory, meaning it's not real. It's imaginary, people.
Hypothetical.
Let's imagine.
I like all your drops.
Yeah, man, I got drops galore.
I see. That's pretty cool, man.
You went
like
to college, didn't you?
Absolutely. Went to three of them. Check it out. So, here's a hypothetical, all right?
All right.
You've been married 10 years, mm-hmm. hypothetically, and you discover that your significant other, your partner, your love of your life, has appeared in several adult movies before you met. You just found out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, and could you forgive them for not telling you about their past?
Before you answer, these are the shots you will see.
She did head. She did a titty fuck. She did from the back. She did another titty fuck. She did two dicks in the mouth with her eyes shut. Fetty Wap double head.
Okay, now that I gave you an idea, what's your wife possibly, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
You know what? It really, really depends on how she made me feel emotionally. Because I think most comics are really attracted to obviously beautiful people, but personality is really what drives us. So if she made me feel good personality wise, made me laugh, then of course I'll feel some type of way, but I mean that shit ain't gonna change how she makes me feel or how I feel about her. So but if she didn't do any of that shit that she did in that video to me, that's why I'm gonna have a problem. I'm like, bitch, you've been sucking dick from the back since 98 and you ain't never
nigga.
And you was playing goody two shoes with me and didn't give me nothing for 3 months.
You made me wait 2 months and you would fucking, you don't know this nigga. You just call him Lex Steele. You don't know his real name.
Keep going.
You literally let this nigga bust on your face. You just walk him. You take an extra 300 just for a money shot, but you may, you won't fuck with this Subway? Like,
all right, here's how I want you to do this argument. This is you and what she won't do with you.
Right.
This is the shit she done let niggas do already.
Right.
All
right?
You got to do each one when the hand is up.
Okay, cool. Cool. Bitch, you to suck this nigga dick sideways from hanging from a ceiling?
And you won't?
Make me Kool-Aid? Bitch, you ate this nigga asshole for an hour?
And?
Sucked his toes?
And?
Let him come all on your hair?
But you won't let me
put your finger in your butt?
That's how you, that's how that shit is a fucking, that's how you get a dynamite ass bit. You just, you just keep on going.
Bitch, you, bitch, you out here leapfrogging with niggas butt naked, titties on booties, and then I can't even.
Was out here playing
get a hand job
a naked tag.
Right.
With six niggas and her blindfolded.
In a church.
But she won't let me finger bang her in this Honda.
I'm a lady.
Bitch, I'm leasing. The leather seats. You better get with the
you
program.
Need to, you need to step to me respectfully. I'm a lady. You're not just going to be doing that kind of stuff with me.
Oh.
And then you watch the video. The nigga's just over her like.
Yeah.
And he got a lump on his inner thigh.
She won't give me none on the first day because I didn't say action.
Here's okay. My concern would be that's funny. Action.
Oh, okay. I know what this is.
My concern would be like how bad she got done in the adult videos. That would be my concern. Like, did somebody fuck the brains out of my bitch, or was it
you
just
know
like?
What? I will say this: my one,
if a nigga pulled out a
looming
forearm,
thing that would be over my head would be. Is she faking now? Because if she fucked this nigga, if they got a series of videos together, you got to think about when you porn.
And
you
what ever, if it was the size of an arm?
If, right. you ever, dream 37. If you've ever been on a porn set, or you know anybody that do porn, then you know that like the videos might be 2 hours long, but it took 8 to 10 hours to film that.
Right.
And he was fucking her for at least a good 7. Other, and then he just had to leave it in a couple times because they got to get steals for it and shit like that. So this bitch didn't had a toddler-sized penis inside of her.
Whole toddler, not the actual toddler dick.
Toddler.
A whole toddler.
Shoulders and all. Shoulders and all inside of her for 7 hours a day. And they got 5 videos together? 5 different videos?
But you've been with her for 10 years, man. Y'all done built a life together. You got property. You got assets. You got liabilities. You got children.
That's like having a child for 7 hours on the hour.
But I always wonder, do those porn sets smell funny? Because I know when I go to some...
They have a lot... They like lighter candles.
Shops,
it's
they
usually
smell
airy.
Like latex or
it's
something.
It's usually airy. Air, like, the fans don't face them because it'll dry her out. Mm-hmm. And it has applied a lot of lube. But they're usually very well ventilated. And they usually always have... I've been to a couple sets.
Were you in it?
No, I was not in it.
What was you doing? Holding helping. The lights? Was, no, you were the guy that held the leg.
I was helping with Crafty.
He was a gaffer.
And I was stuffing when I'm tasting this goddamn Crafty. They have amazing Crafty on porn.
Do they?
Amazing.
Like what?
A lot of pineapples.
Making fucking omelets, nigga?
Yeah, but no, they do, dude. Like their lunches on set for porn be fucking phenomenal. Unless you're doing like some weird back alley shit. But most like
even the hood ones are nice. They got good food. What they got? Collard greens.
They got a budget.
Let me tell you something. There's some shit I see Mr. Marcus in and I'm like, nigga, they shouldn't even be on that couch.
Well, this is what you gotta understand.
But they eating.
I see Mr. Marcus fuck a bitch on a couch with no cushions, nigga. I said, this is ridiculous.
That's how Superhead asked for it. I did see that one when he fucked Superhead and he was fucking her with the in a room with like a window unit.
Yeah.
I was like, that motherfucker, why they fucking this somewhere with a window unit?
And Superhead broke that nigga down.
Broke him the fuck down,
do you
bro.
Know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I know her.
Mr. Marcus is famous as a motherfucker for smashing these hoes. But that nigga placed his penis inside Corinne Steffens' mouth and was like, what bitch,
whoa,
we gotta make a whole video.
Wait a second, bitch.
But that bitch turned into a snake, nigga. When she gleaked on the dick from up under her.
Did you see that?
She had some perfect
venom.
It was like honey mixed with lube, nigga. It squirted out from behind her tonsil, nigga. This bitch was made in a porno factory.
Did she teach classes?
Ladies, when you sucking your dick.
Do you need help
dick
with giving head?
No, I just think that she would
part
make a lot
of
money instead of. No, I'm just
saying.
She's a head
monster.
No, because, I mean, men don't really like Kareem Stevens because she put everybody's business out in the book. She should have just taught a whole bunch of women what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she could have had a class and could have been a winner.
Regular niggas ain't got to worry about that.
At all.
She sucked my dick. She ain't going to tell nobody.
That's true. But I'm talking about the men in the business.
Yeah, the super famous niggas is like, oh, man, she going to ruin my whole shit.
But regular niggas like, man, I got some head from Superhead. Man.
I guess you're right. I was just looking for other ways, Kareem Stevens, that you can make money other than telling your business and spreading all the rappers' delights to everybody. All
right, so let's flip it. What would you do if you found out your husband of 10 years had a background in porn? Key Lewis says, man, that's a tough one.
You know what? It's so funny. I'm the kind of person that's what's going on currently. So like if you're cheating on me, get out of my life. But if it was 10 years ago, have you been checked, nigga? Okay, we good.
So for you actually are like watching it like you was fucking her, baby.
You killed him, my boo. I don't really care. I mean, I think everybody has a past. As long as the nigga ain't got a whole bunch of kids.
Spoken like a chick who's done porn.
I've never done porn, but I'm just saying, like, that kind of stuff
that has been
really
uploaded.
Right? Some of the stuff you're gonna do gonna come out. Some of this stuff ain't. You just keep plugging away, girl.
No, but that kind of stuff, I guess it should bother me, but it really doesn't. As long as it's not happening right now, you know. I mean, there's other things that concern me more. Mm. Like, I just don't want to have to take care. I don't mind a guy who has kids, but if you have a whole bunch of them, I don't want to deal with a whole bunch of females. It's just too much. Can we just come home without Sally, Callie, Tally, Bubba, Bookie, Mookie, and they mamas to stop by and talk about, you feed my kid? Bitch, get out of my life. You know, nobody wants to deal with all that stuff. Hilarious. It's too much. But to find out a man has 10 years ago did porn, it's fine.
All right, well, speaking of kids, we're going to play a chunk of some stand-up. This is D.L. Hughley talking about kids, and we're going to play a song. And when we come back, we're going to Would You Rather. Again, you're rocking with Nate Jackson. It's the Nate Jackson Radio Show. I'm with my special guest, Tracy Buckner. And to hear more, if you want to hear the show, if you literally want to hear more episodes of this podcast, please go on iTunes. Podcast, type in Nate Jackson, it'll populate, and then you'll see 50 other episodes. This
populate
is
like
one.
A baby daddy's kid.
Exactly, it'll populate. All right, so here goes D.L. Hughley talking about them kids.
Shit is so different, man. These kids these days got diseases I ain't never even fucking heard of. I'm bipolar, that means I have two personalities. You could have never told our mothers no shit like that. My mind bipolar, I got two personalities. Well, both you motherfuckers go in there and clean that goddamn room. And it better not take that long since it's two of you, goddammit. I'm schizophrenic, I hear voices. That's me, motherfucker. Clean that goddamn room. These kids are fucking soft. Leave them in the car in the summer and they die. What type of shit is that? We got left in the car in the summer and we didn't die. Because we had sense enough to get out the fucking car. It's hot, we in the car. We gonna die? Not me, I'm getting out the car. Mama said, don't get out. Well, I take the whooping, but I'm getting out of the fucking car. She can't catch me. I got two personalities. Fuck that shit. Kids got to ride a bike with a helmet on. We never rode no bike with no goddamn helmet. If you fell and hit your head, you just hit your goddamn head. Stagger to the house with a lump on your head. Your mother got mad at you. You done hit your goddamn head. Lay down and take a nap. Now I got to wake you up every 20 minutes to make sure you don't slide into no coma. Now lay down and wake up. Lay down there, wake up. This how it's going all night, you little fucker. Kids got baby food. We ain't had no fucking baby food. Just the shit your mama chewed up and gave your ass. Remember that? Open your mouth. I don't want this pork chop after you done sucked all the juice out of it. I'm too young for high blood pressure. This is some bullshit. You know how it was. When kids get a teething these days, their mother and father give them teething rings and Ambisol. We was growing up and you was teething, your mother would actually rub whiskey on your gums. Remember that shit? Can you feel your teeth? I can't even feel my face. This is some bullshit. Because liquor was the answer for everything. Remember that? You got a cold, you got a hot toddy. This much liquor, this much tea. You drift right the fuck off. Oh, my God. By the time you wake up, you ain't had no cold no more. I feel better, but it's Christmas again. Jesus Christ. You had to grow up early when we was growing up because your parents were sending you to the store to buy shit you was too young to buy. I want you to go to the store, get me a fifth of gin and a pack of cigarettes. Mama, I'm two. They ain't gonna let me have that shit. Here, take this note. And they would give it to you. You'd be a little boy walking down the street with liquor and cigarettes. And your neighbors be going, that's a good little boy right there. How come you can't be like him? Parents are very protective over their children these days. When we was growing up, our parents didn't believe in that shit. They believed experience was the best teacher. That was it. Remember that, like I done told you a little last, that stove was hot. But you don't believe no goddamn body. So go ahead, touch it, touch it! That's why all black people got a burn mark on their arm or their leg or their fucking foot. Black people learn how to say hot before we learn how to say mom and daddy. Hot, 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 hot. Woo, the baby talking so good now.
All up in my face, you're not from the clique. Give me space, we might rob your shit. Most say that, baby, they don't love the clique. I thought they love you when you make it. This some other shit. Yeah, 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 this some other shit. Friends and business don't mix, so I'm brotherless. Tryna get back close, hit them with the stiff. Gears I shift, make sure they feel the drift. Just cut the Benz, oh, with the tint. You should know, cause in every song I said this shit. Yeah, in every song I said this shit. I'm just proud of my accomplishments. I'm a 400 nigga, I don't care though. Have a suck dick, lick the head, no. Heard you talking about I'm real, I'm fraud. Your kids and bro, they straight, you shouldn't care though.
Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always leave.
Yeah, 104 times how it go down. Slaps on deck for the whole town. On mamas, man, I did it with my own sound. And I got my own city that I hold down. Just admit it already. You got plans to do it, but we did it already. Got a couple DMs, I done slid in already. Gotta ask YG if he hit it already. Yeah, I'm a star like Moesha's nigga. Running up the numbers like Aisha's nigga. Yeah, I be sliding, I be creeping, nigga. Girls these days, they just don't know how to keep a nigga. But I got it all handled. They try to box me and I got my own angles, yeah. I'ma spend the summer getting to the cake and I'ma wish a nigga would on every candle. I'm like,
please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave.
That's YG, why you always hating? Again, I'm sitting here with Tahir Moore and Tracy Buckner.
What's up?
It's a good thing, man. Listen, so here's the last segment that we're going to talk about real quick. This one is called Would You Rather? And it's pretty quick. So, Tracy.
Yes.
Would you rather have $50,000 free and clear or $150,000 that's illegal?
Everybody who knows me knows I'm bougetto. And honestly, I would just take the $50,000 because I don't want to deal with all that bullshit. Mm. You never know. Somebody could be watching you. They could be hating. They could be watching. I don't want to get involved in all that. The $150,000, it just, I mean, I think it would be great for someone else, not for me, because I just don't like to have a headache.
Got it. Tahir, would you rather have $50,000 free and clear or $150,000 illegally?
The illegal money, can it be traced to me?
It's illegal.
That's
I figure we know that for the Would You Rather, sure. It can eventually be traced to you.
I mean, because here's the thing, dude. Like,
what if you can't get arrested for it, but everyone will know you sold that much dick?
You sold it at $50,000. Because that could only help my situation. They were like, this nigga made $150,000 off of slanging dick?
Right.
Let me try that dick.
Okay, it's $150,000 off eating ass.
Either way.
And it was $1 a pop.
What neighborhood am I eating ass?
I don't
if
know.
If it's Beverly Hills, my nigga, I will take that.
Why, because they're all bleached?
Your mouth will be fucking. Yeah, I just take my t-shirt off.
Bleached means there's still hair there.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Ain't nobody bleaching their ass and leaving hair, Tracy. You bleaching, you getting it laser, or you having that shit snatched off.
If you gonna bother bleaching it, it's probably
nobody want to see a clean hairy booty hole. Nobody going
It'll
chocolate
be blonde
tunnel.
Hair.
Ain't nobody going chocolate tunnel hunting with all that hair down there.
Chocolate tunnel.
What would you have to do this?
That's how you hunt in the chocolate tunnel? With a flashlight.
I can tell.
Okay, here's the second would you rather. So we'll stay on to here, then go the other way. Would you rather have the details of your love life made public or the details of your finances made public?
I'm actually good on either way. Finances, I'm straight. I'm really straight. I don't have a lot of debt. I don't even own a credit card. I have a secure credit card through my credit union that I can load up when I want to. And when it comes to my love life, well, the numbers speak for themselves, guys.
He's got bitches.
So, Tracy, would you rather...
Because he wears pink shirts on a Tuesday.
That confidence.
Hey, man. I'm doing all right. I'm over 200. I've only had like 3 returns, so... If you ain't called nothing, if you ain't called chlamydia twice, you ain't fucking enough, in my opinion.
Period.
Period.
Got it. That's why your tooth fell out. That nigga fucked his tooth out his head.
But you see my dedication to the cause, though.
Yeah, I see. At least it's in the back. You know what I'm saying?
It's a molar.
All right, so Tracy, would you rather have the details of your love life made public or the details of your finances made public?
Neither.
You don't get to, so would you rather?
I do not like my love life business exposed like that. I'm kind of, you know what's funny? I'm wild and crazy and a lot of things, but I do not like to expose my, it's funny, I might seem like I expose it, but I don't. If I'm really digging someone, I don't like to put that out. And I really don't like anybody know my money. I was an econ major when I graduated from Spelman, and that doesn't mean anything, but it just means that I just don't want
education
anybody to know my
dropping.
Business,
right.
my money.
Here's the thing.
I don't like nobody knowing how much money I got.
The reason we put this one in here is because I think it's realistic for us to be talking about, because all of us are in the entertainment field. We're starting to see things matriculate and things come to fruition. And when you look at the celebrities and stuff,
yeah,
you can literally Google their net worth. You can see their trouble. You know, if you file for bankruptcy, that's not a private decision. Like, the news finds out about it. TMZ is all over it. The shit's all over the news. Blank, blank filed for bankruptcy. And this athlete says he has nothing but a car left. And so they're all in your shit. So it seems like protecting your sexual life is the priority of celebrities. Well, you see, like, a sex tape drop. And sometimes, yeah, it's planted. But other times, it's like, yo,
yeah, but this is the problem. When you are in a relationship with someone, let's say that shit doesn't work out, and they be like, well, I know for a fact because I Googled your name and your net worth is this much, and I want
Right, but you
got to
look. Like, when you look at these Twitter battles, it's not like Amber Rose was like, oh, yeah, Kanye, that's why you ain't got no money. No, it was like, that's why you like fingers in your booty, nigga. Like, it's always a sexual thing that comes out, you know?
I feel like if you are open about that, then it's
I
like...
I can see Kanye liking it.
Like Monique would never get caught up in a sexual scandal because of the relationship that her and her husband have and the agreement that they have of having an open marriage.
She could, because it's open as long as they are open with the knowledge of it, too.
Uh-huh. That's true, but for the most part, like, she at this point, unless it's one of his best friends, she got no reason to lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of take the power away when you're doing shit like that. You know, like, it's crazy. It's kind of like when I was coming up in high school, girls didn't admit to sucking dick. Now, they was doing it.
Right.
They weren't admitting to it.
Exactly.
And
they say no.
In the early 2000s, yeah, same thing with guys. But now, that's a fucking pickup line. Like, a guy tell a girl, girl, I'll eat you out. You know what I mean? Like, I'll...
For real?
You have to call off work on
niggas
you.
Don't say it as much as women would be like, I fucking love sucking dick. Yeah. And you never would have heard that before. Yeah. Women never. Say, like, I fucking love it. Like,
but,
I take pride in my dick suck.
That takes the power out of somebody saying, hey, that's why you suck my dick. I'm like, yeah, so what?
You suck my
dick? Everybody's dick. You be like... Right. Now you feel bad.
Right.
Like, this bitch did suck everybody's dick.
These are my dick suck earrings.
Yeah.
I don't wear these unless I'm sucking dick. See, the bitch put on some big ass bamboo earrings. This is my dick
That's
suck
all you
scrunchie.
See at night is some silver hoops.
That's it. This is my dick suck scrunchie.
So, I don't know, man. Like, I understand people don't want their privacy, but you kind of forfeit a
a lot of that privacy when you indulge into this world. Like, you don't get a lot of that anymore. You forego it because you say that this is what you want. You want to be in the public eye. And then people try to separate it. You try. You do your good. Like, Giselle separated his personal life from it a lot. You really saw him on Red Carpet at awards and the big screen. But a lot of people, especially now with social media being the way it is.
Tyler Perry. His love life is a question mark. You're not sure what's going on with that, but you see how well his movies and plays do. They tell you the gross and how much opening weekends were. And people are so much more open about their bread than their love life.
All right, I'll just do the bread.
I really don't want you to know that she's throwing that dick in the back of her throat, though.
Throw it back.
Is that what it sounds like?
I hope not.
All right, so for me, my would you rather... I think I'm going to go with the 50 racks. I don't want to do no repercussions. And then call it what it is.
That's why I thought you was a cute.
I am a cute. That don't mean I'm with, the jail's not full of cues, nigga.
I ain't never in my life seen Q back down from nothing. That's just me.
You just heard me back down from $100,000 worth of problems.
That's all I'm saying. I have never met a Q that backed down from anything.
You the only gangster right here taking that illegal money, yo.
Yeah. Well, he had to eat 150,000 asses for it.
With a penguin on it.
I'm fine with it. 150,000 Beverly Hills bleached asses.
It was two licks. So
he's gonna be licking your.
That's 300,000 booty licks, nigga. All right, so I'll go with the 50 racks, no problems, and then I will go with keep my love life private, I guess, because y'all gonna be talking about my money regardless.
Yeah. That's look at Nate. Maybe we could get together. You keep your love life private.
Oh, shit.
We got something in common. All
right. So, Tahir got to get some. Tahir got to go, man. He got to get some medicine before the place closes. He's throbbing and shit. But okay. Before we do that, you got to tell them where they can find you online. Yeah. Where can they look to find your stuff? Ladies first.
Go ahead, Tahir. Ladies
first. One of y'all in the pink. How about you, Tahir? You're pinker than her.
You can always find me on all the social media platforms. Tahir Moore, TAHIRMOORE. I swear I'm way more upbeat than what I normally am, than what I am right now. It's just, I'm really dealing with this pain. You can also catch me Monday through Friday on RDF Digital's YouTube page, hosting a show called The Drop with my lovely co-host, Nate Scoop. Catch me on a new season of HBO new show called Insecure coming out in the fall.
Woo!
I heard that's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be pretty good. I cannot see it not getting a second season.
Nice.
Just on the strength of it. It's a black show. Hello. No, hey. I'm just kidding. But no, it's a really good show. 8 episodes in the first season, and really, really expecting to get that green light for the second one. Outside of that, man, a couple commercials floating around and a couple other projects that I'm working on. But I always check the Instagram page. I post all my shows that are coming up. If you're in the LA area, hit me up, man. I'll put you on my list and get you in. Holla.
And that's
that
dope.
Was great.
Less pink, Tracy.
I don't even want to tell anything now. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just, please check me out, YouTube, Instagram, at Tracy, TRACEY, Buckner, BUCKNER. I can't really give the details yet, but I will be having more of my stuff on an app coming up. So if you follow me, you'll be able to see that. And also, yeah, I'm just constantly just spitting out things, and I'll just keep posting it and letting people know. I really don't like to do those things, but I was told I need to, so I will make sure that you will see it.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, so you guys know where you can catch me at. If you don't, let me tell you for the new listeners or the people who came in based on the guests, NateJacksonComedy.com. And then across all social media, it's at Mr. Nate Jackson. I'm going to be starting a room here in Hollywood very soon. Super funny, super funny comedy show, Hollywood edition is going to happen soon. And I'm in talks with two different venues, and I'm leaning towards one of the two. And that's starting to come together. In the meantime, tomorrow night I will be performing live at the Mall of America
in Minnesota. Oh my god, where I'm from, everybody.
So tell people. But I'll be at this, it's a promoter named Shed and Shed G, I think, and then the show is at in the comedy club inside of the Mall of America.
All my homies, hey homies, Minnesotans.
Yeah, that's tomorrow with J Mac. We'll be doing that, aka Blood Cuts, and then Yeah, just stay tuned to what's happening on, I would say, the gram. The gram is buzzing right now. I dropped a skit the other day, and it got 220,000 views in days. So go on there. Make sure you add to the view count and get your laugh on. It's based on Pokemon and Black Lives Matter because my skits and sketches are layered. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Again, this is the beautiful Tracy Buckner and the Esquire to hear more. And thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We'll go out with a song the way we came in. This is Rihanna, Needed Me. Peace. Woo.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuck. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on a run, though I'll give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never told you could have it. You need me. Ooh. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need.